Welcome to our morning show get-together. Today, we are glad to have some guests in the studio on this holiday as we talk about some of the things going on in our area. And in fact, it's our day to talk about the Greater Richland Area Chamber. We have President Christy Adsett in the studio with us. Plus, we'll introduce you to Chris Popio and Lindsay Kane. We'll learn about Annaway Place. Maybe you've driven by it. You've always kind of wondered. We're going to give you a little radio tour today of that space. But right now, Christy joins us. Christy, a lot has been happening with the Chamber.
Yes, it has. Good morning. Thank you for having us on again. We've been busy. We just wrapped up the wine walk in downtown Richland Center last weekend, that was, I believe. We had 150 prom goers running around the downtown, which was fun. It's always exciting to see people dress up to the theme and get excited about coming downtown and mixing it up with business owners and stuff. So
you had pretty good weather for it too, didn't you?
We had awesome weather. The weather was beautiful. It was like about 75 downtown that night. We saw a blue tuxedo through the downtown, baby blue. So that was pretty retro. A lot of sparkles and everything too. But it was a beautiful night.
Was it the Dumb and Dumber color tuxedo?
It was Tom McCarthy. I won't say that.
Not to mention any names.
It was awesome to see. I was so excited when he walked in the store with that on. It was like, yes, somebody wore baby blue.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I know the Chamber is all geared up for lots of events coming up this year.
Yeah, we've got tag teaming again kind of with the Crime Stoppers to help promote their Murder Mystery Weekend, which will be the latter part of August. And then we've got right now going on, we're working with Pumpkin Fest. They're running their theme contest, which is open for pre-K to fifth grade kids. If you go on rcchamber.org, you can see the application for that, and you can submit it online. The deadline for that is May 29th, and then they'll be choosing the theme for Pumpkin Fest this year, which happens at the end of October. For those of you wondering about Wine Walk, we'll have another Wine Walk at the end of September. Not for sure on the theme for that yet, so suggestions are always helpful. But, yeah, so we got a lot of fun stuff going on.
And do you have any ribbon cuttings? Because I know you have the potential of some new businesses,
too. Yeah, right now we haven't got any dates finalized on those. We just did have a business after 5 at the 80 German Warehouse, and that went really well. We had very good attendance for that. And we're looking to have another business after 5 this summer, hopefully in July. More details to come on that.
We had the 80 German Warehouse folks in here not too long ago, but they have a lot of exciting things for the summer, don't they?
Oh, they do. They've got entertainment going on usually like every Friday night in the lounge. And they've got workshops going. They have tours now on Saturday and Sunday. So it's a busy place. They're really opening up so more people can get in and see what's going on.
I know you like to highlight different businesses here when the Chamber comes for your monthly visit. Mm-hmm. And why did you choose Annaway Place?
Well, it worked out that they were both in town. And it's one of those businesses. We have a number of unique businesses on the Chamber that are members. And it's one of those businesses, you know, it was started years ago with the Kalmans. It's been around for a while, new ownership now. But a lot of people have no idea what it is. And so this is a good chance to give them some more exposure so people understand what's going on there, the unique offerings they have. They bring in a lot of people from outside of the area to experience the Driftless area of Richland County, and it's just a really cool place.
I know when we talk about tourism and bringing people in here, it's so key for businesses like yours, but business is really valuable for you, isn't it?
It is. It's, you know, they bring a lot of business. You know, we have a lot of customers come in the store that, you know, frequent their business as well as some of the other unique places in the area. So it's fun to talk to people. I mean, you can kind of tell when I'm at the store and I see people come in, I'm just like, I know they're not from here.
You're not from around
these
parts.
They're not from around here. And it's always fun to talk to them and get their perspective on what they like and, you know, things they could see that we could add or whatever. So it's always a good thing.
Wonderful. Well, so nice to meet you, Chris and Lindsay. Thanks for coming to the studio today.
Well, thanks very much.
So tell us a little bit about your background and how you wound up in Richland Center. Maybe we can start with you, Chris.
Sure. Well, I'm a photographer and have been for about 20 years, and I've been taking pictures of a lot of rural landscapes. So traveling around rural Wisconsin and other places, just looking for photographs of old barns. And so I had briefly come into the Driftless and just seen, you know, how different the topography is and how beautiful the landscape is. And Lindsay and I were looking for a getaway and came across the Callinan's website for, at that time, Candlewood Cabins. And we, as soon as we saw the website, we were like, well, that's where we have to go. The cabins are beautiful. The only problem was we couldn't get in. But after a little bit of due diligence, we found an opening and stayed there. And we're just taken with how gorgeous the cabin design was, how friendly the people were. And we stayed up here, and it started us thinking maybe we could do something like that.
At one point, you realized it was for sale, right?
That was much later on in the process.
Yeah, we spent a number of years developing a business plan to try and create our own version of it. Got ourselves some business partners and learned a lot about the business. And then about 3.5 years into it, after a few broken hearts on other properties, Chris was looking on Instagram and saw their announcement. And ironically enough, we reached out to, I'm in real estate, but I'm licensed in Illinois. So I reached out to my managing broker, and he hooked us up with a woman who does real estate up here in this area. And she happened to be representing the Callinans and knew all about Annaway Place. And so she helped us along the journey, and we were able to finally at long last secure Annaway Place, which is still a dream come true. We're pinching ourselves all the time.
Did you ever think, you know, growing up that this might be your destination someday for a career?
Gosh, no.
Richland Center.
Yeah, Richland Center. I'm moving to Richland Center.
No, I mean, from the age of, believe it or not, 10, I was interested in the theater. I was an actress, and I got my master's degree from CalArts and went along. In fact, that was how Chris and I met. We were part of the same theater company, which was another parallel between us and the Callinans. They were both involved in the theater. That's kind of how I had seen my life going. And then I had a kiddo and a house and bills to pay. And so I ended up in real estate. But I think one of the things that is really lovely about Annaway Place is that it actually allows me to fulfill a lot of the sort of passions that I've had and talents that I've cultivated over the years. And so it really feels a lot like what I've always been meant to do.
That's interesting. Chris, are you going to build a stage there in a way place someday then? Or is it put some summer theater on or something?
Well, you know, we're open to all sorts of suggestions, Phil. Thank you for adding another to the box. I don't know about a stage. We are very excited to be building an event space, a common area, as great as what the Countenance built is, and as much as we love it and all of our guests love it and return year after year to come and stay with us. One area we always thought was not lacking but could be added was a space for people to gather. You know, if you just want to come and stay in your cabin, as many of our guests do, great. You can have all the privacy you want. But if you want to see who else is staying there, or maybe have a drink, a glass of wine with the owners or something like that. There hadn't really been a place for that sort of thing to happen. So we've been working with Derek Luck, who owns Oldwood New Use and takes down barns all over the country and sometimes reuses the wood and sometimes puts the barn back up. And so in this case, he took a barn down in Port Washington, and he's putting it up on our property. And that's going to be retrofitted, I guess, to be our new event space. So we're excited to be able to have retreats, wellness retreats, artistic retreats, pop-up chef events that would be open, obviously, to our guests, but also we can, include the community of Richland Center, which we're so excited to be a part of.
Fascinated by that old barn coming from Port Washington. Was it an old dairy barn?
It was an old dairy barn, yep. And Derek took it down and cataloged and marked all the pieces of it. And he's got them all hand-drawn out on the diagrams. And he's we met with him yesterday as we were talking about exactly what goes where. Luckily, that's not our department, right?
That's a big jigsaw puzzle, isn't it?
A little bit of a jigsaw puzzle, yep.
Oh, interesting. I'm curious of the name, Lindsay. Could you tell us where the name Annaway Place came from?
Well, so Chris and I don't claim any responsibility for it, believe it or not, even though the change happened in close proximity. The Calnans originally named it Candlewood Cabins mm-hmm. because they live on Candlewood Lane. And there were some other businesses that evolved with similar names that they decided it was probably best to change the name. And so they kind of sat around as a family, so legend goes, coming up with all kinds of ideas, and they finally settled on an away place. You want to go to an away place, Annaway.
Why didn't I... Yeah. I just couldn't put two and two together on that
one. Yeah. You kind of have to really think about it for a minute.
I'll never forget
it's
now.
The emphasis on the different syllable.
Right. Yeah. So it's interesting how many people, you know, drive that route all the time from Muscadet to Richland Center and never know you're there, do they?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's one of the things that's sort of beautiful about In a Way Place is that it's a quiet little getaway. You don't really know. It's not making a big deal out of itself. We know where you come in. You're having a real retreat. You're escaping from sort of that bright lights and the big city, your day-to-day and the world around you, and going to a place that's very quiet and relaxing.
It's kind of a dream for all of us, I think, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Yeah. We all deserve it. We all need it.
Yes, we do. Bookings, it looks like, you know, you're pretty well booked out, right? Aren't you?
Yeah, we are. You know, obviously this is our super busy season, you know, with kids out of school and all that. But we have just added one new cabin called the Mirror House, which is a very, very cool. If you haven't seen it yet, you're welcome to come by. Also just check it out on the website. It's mirrors on the outside. It's mirrors on three of the four walls. On the inside, all that mirrors is glass, so you just really feel like you're immersed in nature, and it's tucked away up in the forest tree line, and it's pretty cool, pretty special. We also have another new cabin that we've built from scratch, and it's going to be ready in June. We're hoping, like all of our cabins, or most of our cabins anyway, a lot of glass, so you really feel like even when you're inside and you're, you know, feeling some, you know, nice couches and accommodations, kind of luxury, you're still part of the outside world. And that's, I think, what a lot of people appreciate about coming to us. You know, you get to feel like you're really immersed in nature as opposed to like a hotel room where you're sharing a wall with somebody else, you know. We also have 110 acres on our property, and we've got about 3 miles of trails system that we encourage our guests to explore and hike, and they do.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. So you talked about the two new cabins, Chris, and maybe the two of you could kind of take us on a little tour of all the cabins, if you would do that.
So we actually have, once the tree line is completed, we'll have 10 rentable units. A number of them are for just two people, so one bedroom, one bathroom. We have the original cabin was the hillside, and that was probably now torn down about 4 or 5 years ago by the Calnans, and they built the new hillside, which is two floors. Lower floor has two bedrooms with en suites, and the upstairs has a kitchen and great views and a big curved wall full into the forest and the valley. We have the glass house, which is surrounded by glass walls and then has a little bridge across to the kitchenette and the bathroom there. We have the log cabin, which is a traditional log cabin, and Chris and I added a sauna to that, so it's really a great little retreat in there, and our pet-friendly unit as well. We have the Meadow House, which is the one that's featured on most of our marketing material, which is all glass set high up into the hillside, surrounded by meadows. And that was actually where Chris and I stayed the first time that we were there. Sleeps two people. We have the Woodland, which has the big tower, which is also another very iconic building. And you can walk up a spiral staircase and you feel like you're living up in the trees. You want to take over?
What did you leave for me?
Farmhouse, the nest.
So, yeah, we have another very cute little cabin called the Nest. We call it that because it looks out onto a yard where there's a very cool bird feeder. We get dozens of different bird species. So if you love listening to and watching different birds, you're going to catch a lot of them. And it also has what we call affectionately the bird bath, which is our only soaking tub, outdoor soaking tub. It's basically a hot tub, but made out of cedar, so it's a little bit more of a natural feel. And it's tucked away behind the cabin, so you can be back there and just enjoying the scenery and the view and the songs of the birds as you're there. And then our two larger rentals are the barn, which is actually the original barn from when the property was still a farm, operating as a farm. So over 100 years old, but the Kalnins completely gutted it, used repurposed wood from different other barns, and have made it into a four-bedroom, sleeps up to 12, luxury house. And, you know, it's pretty cool because from the outside, it just looks like a red barn that you see everywhere driving around in Wisconsin. And then you step inside and it's like, wow. So people love staying there, especially obviously for larger groups.
12.
Yeah. And then the farmhouse, which is the original farmhouse from the property when it was still a working farm. The Kalnins had added to it a couple of additions and a couple of remodels. We did a little bit more work on it, and we also offer that for rentals for larger groups as well, and four bedrooms and sleeps eight.
A couple of other things that we have there. We have a small store down in the barn. It's great for check-ins, but also we have a lot of very well curated kind of store from local meats, cheeses, to a pretty robust liquor and wine selection. And then we have apothecary items, books, board games, groceries, yeah, all kinds of things. And then in the summertime, I have a organic vegetable garden, and I try to share the produce as much as it will produce for us. Sometimes it's more than we can possibly all eat. We also just finished the garden shed. We converted that into a massage room so we can offer spa kind of services. I'm a certified yoga teacher. I've been teaching for 20 years, and so I offer private lessons inside of the cabins themselves. And then we have a number of the local massage therapists that come in and offer their services as well as facials and things like that to just kind of help enhance the stay and make it that much more relaxing.
It's a one-stop shop. I mean, once you land at Annaway Place, you shouldn't have to leave, right?
Yeah. Although, I mean, we do try to encourage them to enjoy the local businesses around. We send, you know, they always ask what is there to do, and we tell them where they can go exploring if they're outdoorsy people, if they want to go kayaking or canoeing, or if they want to go spelunking in a cave, if they want to go grab a drink or grab a sandwich or have breakfast in the morning, shopping, those kinds of things. We really enjoy connecting them with the local businesses.
That's wonderful. The barn fascinates me as you look at that, Chris, because I think everybody that grew up on a farm, you know, you kind of envisioned it would have been really cool to do that with our barn, you know? It took a lot of work, but the finished product is a real work of art, isn't it?
It really is. People step inside, they, you know, again, from the outside, it just looks like a barn. And as soon as they step inside, almost without fail, it's just a wow, you know. The Kalnins did a great job of designing it and making it come to life. And we have lots of happy people staying there.
I think they utilized the silo too, didn't they? Or is that
so? The silo, the base of the silo, they kept, and currently it's just a little seating area that overlooks a private yard for the barn. We have had lots of suggestions that it would make for a perfect spot for a hot tub, and we don't disagree.
No, yeah.
Maybe someday.
Someday,
right?
Yeah. We've got a lot on our plate.
Kind of got our hands got our hands full now, but yeah, it's on the list. Mm-hmm.
But a wonderful spot for a group, like I could see a family coming in for a holiday or whatever the case might be.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. It's got a huge, the upper level of the barn is just an open living, dining, and kitchen area. So a really beautiful kitchen that's great for gathering and preparing meals, a large dining table, and then windows that look out onto the trees and the forest. So we've actually had Thanksgivings there before hosting our family. And yeah, it's pretty special. It makes for some great memories.
I bet. And as you look at down the road, do you have some goals and some things that you'd like to talk about there in the future?
So many goals.
Yeah?
So many goals.
Little time.
I mean, it takes a while.
Yeah. We, we have lots of plans, not necessarily for new cabins right away. We feel like we're going to be good on construction once this phase is all done. But we do have like a large meadow field up on top of one of our ridges. People love going up there. It's an amazing view of the valley. And we've talked about a lot of different things possibly happening up there. Everything from just a communal fire pit that, you know, we can invite people up to a sun deck where, you know, people could hang out, but also we could do sunrise or sunset yoga sessions. And then, you know, we've...
Stargazing photography
for sure. And people do go up there. We have some Adirondack chairs and a couple benches. So we always encourage folks to head up there around sunset and take in the sunset because it does face west. But larger plans we've talked about, well, you know, maybe we could put some like safari tents up on that field and have people stay up there, or maybe we'll get another barn and transport it and put it up there for another thing. Talk to us in a couple of years.
Yeah, the wheels are turning.
Yeah. I will say that I think our attentions will shift directly to land management after all of this. I mean, we've already kind of been doing as much as we can, but we want to try and get rid of some of the invasives and revitalize the forest. We've got a beautiful old oak savanna up there. The fields Chris was talking about, we have eyes towards revitalizing the prairie land up there and bringing in a lot more native flowers and encouraging the wildlife to be there, because I think a lot of that is very restorative for our guests.
Wonderful. It's a great tour. We'll come back after the timeout and we'll hear more from Lindsay and Chris and Christy, who's over there. Have you called Kent yet to see about booking this particular establishment?
Not yet.
It's on my list. After the show. We'll be back with more in a moment. Welcome back to our morning show get-together. We are talking about Annaway Place. We're talking about the Greater Richland Area Chamber. And joining us today, Chris and Lindsay, representing Annaway Place. And Christy Adsett is here as well. Chris, do you have any upcoming retreats or anything like that you plan for Annaway Place this year?
We do have, we have several, I think, yoga and wellness retreats coming up over the summer that were organized by yoga studios in Madison and Milwaukee. So they're really appealing towards their bases in those places. Lindsay and I have talked about sort of sponsoring our own retreats, wellness and artistic retreats. Again, I'm a photographer. We actually connected with a photography school, and they'll be here in a couple of weeks now. They've got the entire property booked out with their attendees and a slate of different photography classes. I'll actually be teaching one. So we're super excited about having them come and stay with us. But, you know, for anybody listening who's thought about, you know, hey, I've always thought about organizing a retreat of any kind, we'd love to talk to you. The property really lends itself towards, getting disconnected from the digital world as much as you need to, and reconnecting with other people. So, yeah.
You must have a pretty good staff there to take care of all the property. How does that work? Or is it just you guys?
It's you would think us, so.
I would think. Yeah. You guys are crazy.
Yeah, right. We have two cleaners that come, and they have their own crew sometimes that come and help them, but they primarily clean all of the cabins for us, and they're amazing. And then we have one employee that helps cover the store and management. Chris and I split our time between here in Richland Center and our lives down in the Chicago region with our kiddos, which makes it a little easier in the summertime when we can bring them with us up here. But she manages the store and the property when we're not here. Otherwise, it's just us. And we're running from morning to night.
And you're the maintenance guy too as well, Chris? Or what, how does that work?
Yeah, I'm mostly the maintenance guy. Sometimes Lindsay is the maintenance girl, gal, yeah. But we wear a lot of hats. Obviously managing the store and keeping inventory and stock, and we do maintenance, obviously, on a number of cabins. People ask me often, that seems like a lot of work. And I tell them, well, do you own a home? And they say, yeah. I'm like, is it a lot of work? They say, yeah. And I say, well, we own 8. ten now.
Soon to be ten.
But then, you know, we do the landscaping. Lindsay's got a background in, I guess, horticulture.
I don't know about horticulture. Yeah. My dad was a landscape designer, and so I spent a number of years working alongside him and learning a lot about landscape design and groundskeeping and maintenance and have always been an avid gardener, and I love it, and so I kind of been very self-taught and lean on him a lot for, and a lot of my friends too. We'll bat around a lot of ideas together and figure things out. So
they have your garden planted then?
I do have my garden planted. Right. Yeah, I don't have it weeded. I've got to go back and weed today. That's on my agenda.
Yeah, that happens too.
Daily.
Weeds grow well.
They do, yes.
No doubt about it. Yeah. The event space, maybe you could talk about that a little bit and your hopes and things for that.
Yeah. I mean, again, so the event space is really designed with the priority of gathering people, of creating a sense of community, of bringing in the community for things like whiskey tastings or wine tastings or pizza events, and offering to our guests a place to come and hang out and meet each other or get to know, you know, a little bit more about the land and the businesses here in this area. We'd love to have farm-to-table events and have, you know, a regular practice of yoga in the mornings for anyone that's interested, and then, like Chris said, to have more retreats coming and reasons for people to gather and get together their family or their friends or what have you, or even their office, and get them out of the office and get them thinking creatively about how they can improve their business, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Well, although we aren't originally from this region, we've obviously become very fond of it. We love being a part of the community here, and we take it as part of our mission to encourage the growth of the community and incorporate what we're doing with what other folks here are doing. So we've always thought it was really important to support other, growers and artisans. So, you know, anything that we can do, we always felt like was part of our mission to support those around us and the community in general. So, we wanted the gathering space not just to feel like something that's only for, you know, out-of-town guests who are staying with us, but also to support, you know, bring in and support local members of the community. So if we're doing, you know, a whiskey tasting, right, that it's not just for our guests, but that it's open to people in Richland Center and the surrounding area. If we have somebody playing music one night and we're going to do some little food and whatever, it's not just for our guests and us, it's for people in the community.
That's why it's important, I think, that you're a member of the chamber, because you can kind of connect and do some of those networking things too, right?
I think that's right. Yeah, it was important to us to be a part of the business structure that's going on here, because obviously it means a lot to us, just for our business, but also just overall, anything we can do to support businesses and the growth in the area helps us and helps the area.
Beneficial.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. Do you remember when you first walked onto the property, what you first were taken with? And I guess, you know, putting yourself in people's shoes when they come to visit for the first time.
It still hits me. It's magical. I mean, you drive, as soon as you come out of the Madison area, the drive here on 14 becomes more and more beautiful, and then you drive along the river, and it's breathtaking. When you get to the property and you turn onto this little tiny road and it says slow, and you come around through these trees, and then it just opens up onto the homestead with the house and the barn and the garden and this great big valley with the driftless hills lifting up over it. It's amazing. It's magical. It really truly is. And I think everyone that comes, they kind of walk out and they start looking around. They go, this place is beautiful. And it really is. It really is. And all times of year, it's beautiful. We stayed in the meadow in April when there were no leaves on the trees. It was rainy. It was drizzly. And Chris and I were like, this place is magical. It really is.
Yeah. Chris, anything you want to say about your first impressions?
Well, so actually the first time we stayed here in the Meadow House was for Lindsay and I, our first like out of town getaway. We'd been dating for a while and thought we'd see if we still liked each other after we got away for a weekend. Turns out we did. So
it must have worked.
Yeah. I won't bury the lead. You know, we came up the drive and we'd seen the pictures on the website. It looked great, but you know, you're never really sure, right? Like, you can do a lot with photography. So you're never really sure, is it going to be that great? But we figured it'd be an adventure no matter what. So we drove up to the cabin, which is set up on a little rise atop a meadow. And as we're driving up, Lindsay's like, oh boy, you really did it this time. Right? You did a good job, sir. And that sticks with us. Obviously living in the driftless, sometimes you just get so kind of blinders on about, you know, going about your business. You got to run the town, you got to do this, you got to do that. And that is the case for us too. You know, we're pretty busy and got to be locked in a lot. And then every once in a while, we just, you know, take a second to take a deep breath and look around us at the beautiful countryside that we all are living in. And it's a good reminder, you know, this is a pretty special place. And for people from out of town, whether they're coming from a big city or just another small town and somewhere in Wisconsin, they really get that sense, you know, like Lindsay said, getting out of the car and just looking around and going, where am I?
Yeah. It's amazing how many people from Wisconsin have no idea how special the driftless region is. And they come down here and they go, I had no clue that Southwest Wisconsin looked like this.
I know. And I think those of us that live around here, unfortunately, we do take it for granted once in a while when you live around here all the time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's nice to stop and smell the roses once in a while.
It really is. Yeah. Yeah.
And beautiful land. You're still a photographer. What was your first camera, by the way? Chris, do you remember?
I do. When I was a teenager, my mom went to Hong Kong, and she came back with a Pentax K1000 for me. And at that time, I was a teenager. I wasn't thinking about anything as far as, like, what's my life going to be like? But I loved that camera. Obviously, you know, back then it was just all manual and film. And at some point, then I got a Canon Rebel for Christmas, like a kit camera, and I use that a lot more. And since then, I've graduated to more and more expensive cameras.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
There was something exciting, though, back when you had to send the film in and wait, you know, a few days to see what turned out, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Good photos, good photo opportunities all the time. And when you're photographing barns, do you ever think that this would be a good one to move to? Richland County.
I did think that a lot when I was when I had more time, and I had the time just to drive around the countryside looking for, you know, the right composition of framing of barns. I don't have
once in a while we find one for you.
Yeah. You know, actually, the first time I came to this area, I, you know, was just driving around back roads, and all of a sudden I got along a river, and it's all, you know, so different from most of Wisconsin, right? Pretty flat, maybe rolling hills, lots of vistas with barns in the distance, which is kind of what I was looking for. And then I kind of accidentally, I think, drove into this region, and I'm like, I crossed the line somewhere. There's rivers and there's hills and there's forests everywhere. And I saw a few barns, but they weren't quite the vista that I was looking for. So I turned around and went back.
How soon is the barn from Port Washington going to be assembled? Is that a work in progress then?
Or? A little bit of a work in progress. We talked with, you know, the barn guy, Derek, and we're hoping to raise the timber frame this week.
Oh, good.
That's our hope. Yeah. But, you know, there's still a lot to do after that, framing it in and all the finishes inside.
We have a wedding at the end of August happening on the property, and so it has no choice but to be done.
Yeah, it will be done.
It will be done.
Well, a lot of our listeners remember fondly and still keep in contact with Norbert and Susan Kelman, but I think their dream and their vision, they have to be proud that it continues to grow, Lindsay.
Yeah, I think, you know, we actually developed a really good friendship with them, and we still reach out to them, you know, on a pretty regular basis and see them. We saw them for Christmas, and I think they had a lot of interest in the property, and I think that when we came to them with our vision being so in line with their own, I think that that's sort of what sealed the deal for them to entrust the property to us. And I think, you know, it's funny because a lot of the ideas that we came to them, Norbert was like, oh, I thought I was going to do something like that. That's exactly what I would have done if I had kept the property, if I still was younger like you guys. So, you know, it feels really good to feel like we're carrying their legacy forward. I mean, they built an amazing business. They built an amazing property, and people really love it. It was a bit of a heavy mantle at first to kind of go, boy, are we going to be able to do this and honor what they built? And I think, I feel like we are. I feel like we're very much holding true to their vision.
Somebody from the area is listening and they're curious. You've got some sources, some websites that they can go to then?
Yeah, absolutely. They can visit us at annaway.com, and that's where they're going to see the majority of what our offerings are, but they can also follow us on social media. Of course, we're Annaway Place on Facebook and Instagram. We are on TikTok. We're in LinkedIn.
Also, our store on the property is open every day except Saturday from 2 until 6 p.m. Folks are welcome to come on in and check out the store. And if we can, we're happy to give them a little bit of a tour of the different cabins, or at least from afar if there's guests staying there. And on Saturdays, we're open usually from 10 until 2.
Very good.
So, and come on in.
I was surprised to learn that you're almost the exact halfway point between Richland Center and Muscadet. Is that correct, Chris? It's
almost exactly halfway.
Measured the inches, but we're pretty close.
That's right. We're 6 miles from Richland Center, 6 miles from Muscadet.
Yeah, wonderful. People now kind of get a little background tour of it, and we hope that they will check it out. Stop by the store.
Yeah,
you got a regular grocery there, so there you go.
Yeah.
One of Richland County's only ones.
And great gifts for people. So if they're looking for Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthdays, whatever, we're happy to help them.
Great. Well, pleasure to meet you guys. Good luck in the future.
It's lovely to meet
Thanks
you,
so
Phil.
Much.
Thanks so
Come
much
back
for
and
having
see
us.
You bet. Appreciate and it. Let Thanks, us know Christy. If you got some special events coming up, too, that we can plug on the radio,
Yeah,
too.
Absolutely. So.
Christy, thanks for bringing these folks by here today.
You're very welcome. I was excited that they were able to come along. Good. Give everyone a tour of Annoy.
Absolutely. Good to do that. Do you have any other after five sessions coming up for the Chamber in the near future that are booked?
Not at this point. We're working on one in July. Okay. We're hoping to, it's going to be out at Wild Hills. We're just trying to finalize the dates of that exactly and the time. So that'll be coming up in July. So we'll be announcing that next month probably.
Stay tuned for that. Yeah. And also they can meet and greet you at Christy Sunnyside
they
Bakery.
They can stop in anytime and see me Tuesday through Saturday. I'm there.
And Kent does he meet and greets from time to time?
He does if he's not up at the auditorium working. So.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And
so
the
he's
auditorium.
A busy boy.
The auditorium just got a nice grant, too.
Yes, they did. And they've worked really hard. Now they're working on the balcony, getting the balcony done. And once that's done, that'll be really amazing.
Yeah.
So
it's great news for our city. There,
it is.
So.
It's an awesome space. A lot of people just need to stop in there and check it out.
Thanks for coming in today,
Christy. You're welcome.
Christy.
Thank you.
Christy Adza joining us. Also, Chris Popio and Lindsay Kane representing Annoy Place here in Richland Center in Richland County.